Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So here are the jokes. If we had had an audience here, let's run through some of these jokes,
okay.
Paul.
Yeah.
I come out and I say, well, so much for the drought. That would have been the opening.
That would have been a funny opening right there.
It's a whole different perspective when you're sitting here reading them.
Well, there's no... You don't get any reaction.
No, that's about right. I got up this morning, turned on the radio, and listened for the talk show closings. I have no luck.
There's David Letterman, along with Paul Schaefer, did their show as usual last night, except for one distinction. They had no audience. Or at least they had no studio audience. They had a lot of people watching, as is the case. And so with Hurricane Sandy being the predominant conversation, just even though it's an East Coast phenomenon, it has captured the attention of people all around the country. In fact, around the world. I was watching the BBC last night as they dealt with the situation, mostly because it affects so much those of you who are in New York and Washington and in between. But where I am in Massachusetts, it has been pretty wild and woolly, but there is not a drop of rain falling at the moment, and there is not one bit of wind, even though yesterday we had a lot of really stiff wind here on my farm. And most of you know that I'm, in addition to being a broadcaster, a dairy farmer, and fences and trees. I went up one road. There was literally no one on the road. Everything was closed. It was like Christmas Day here, in a sense, and so there was nobody on the road. I went from one farm to another in the afternoon, and I stayed maybe 4 or 5 minutes at one farm just to check on something. I went back down the road, and in the time it had taken me from going to the second farm, a huge tree had fallen across the road. And that just happened day in and day out yesterday, and it has happened all over this part of the country. And then some sort of, I drove by a house where a tree went right through the roof of the house, a split-level sort of ranch house, and you saw that all day long as well. But here we go with a review on the air and accepting, as usual, all of the things that we normally do. Your email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or calls to 800-510-8255. If you've had an experience, a lot of people are beginning to sort of wake up to the over-coverage of the Weather Channel, your local news channel, local television stations, almost abusing the privilege of coming into your home because they have so redundantly made it feel like or seem like the world was coming to an end. It's great for them, not so good for you and your psyche, although on the other side, it did a good job in sort of preparing you for those who wanted to actually think that there was going to be a life after the storm. The television stations wouldn't have made you thought that, but for those of you who have a life and things have quieted down, it's going to be a while before things dry out and get back to normal. Whether that has an impact on the presidential race, that'll yet to be seen. It's yet to be seen. We'll kind of talk about that during the course of this hour as well. As we review Hurricane Sandy and later the presidential race, what's new in your mind today? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Chuck Galletti talking to Jeff Trencheck, who happens to be a meteorologist, about the power of this storm.
They talk about the power of this storm and the arms of the storm, and it's just reaching out so far, already 200,000 power outages.
Yeah, and a lot more to come. They're saying when all is said and done here, about 50 million people could be without power here by the time this storm finally begins to exit on Halloween. You really want to pay attention to what's happening here. Stay alert and be prepared for power outages to not only last a day, but possibly several days, because it could take a long time before these power crews finally get to your neighborhood.
Are they being overdramatic when they say this could be the worst storm in 100 years?
No, they're not being overdramatic. This has been an historic storm already. The thing that makes the storm so scary is that we can't really compare this to anything. This is pretty much the first time that something like this has ever happened, where you have a hurricane that turns into a major nor'easter. And then the thing that's making it so unprecedented is this left-hand turn that it's making into New Jersey. Now, we've seen big storms before, but they often, you know, curve along the coast and then head out into the Atlantic. But this one, all of a sudden decided to take a left-hand turn, and that's what's making this so dangerous, and the fact that it is slowing down. So it's not just going to be with us for a day. It's going to be with us through Halloween, and, you know, we'll still be feeling the effects with windy conditions, even into Thursday.
Very interesting. I'm looking over some of the stories, news stories, as I get ready to kind of interweave all of this stuff, because, as you know, this program is based on summarizing what's going on in the world of news talk radio around the country. We listen to, monitor, if you will, a lot of radio programs and stations and hosts. And so as I put the pieces together of this mosaic, I'm also looking at the headlines, and I see the following. Powerful Hurricane Sandy hits the East Coast. That's one. Sandy affects Obama-Romney campaigns. That's another one. Two missing after HMS Bounty sinks off the coast of North Carolina. Do you know that that's caused more interest than almost any other aspect? The Bounty, which was the ship that was used in any number of movies, Mutiny on the Bounty. It was built for Mutiny on the Bounty in 1962. It was used in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Coast Guard searching for a couple of crew members who were on the ship that sank off the coast of North Carolina yesterday. 14 people did live, but two apparently lost their lives. But that's been an interesting thing on Facebook and Twitter, people commenting on that. And Facebook has been loaded with pictures and the reality of what this storm is all about. And that really is, I guess, the focus, and appropriately so, of our conversation. Here's host Brian Moline talking to a reporter in Connecticut about the storm's impact there.
About how far from New York City are you right now?
Sure. We're a 45-minute to an hour train ride on the Metro North in New York City. So everywhere in Connecticut, there's a joke, it's about an hour away. But as far as relation to New York City, we're about 45 minutes to an hour.
And I think one of the things that is really amazing about this storm, Chris, is just the sheer size of it. Just tell us a little bit about some of the impact the storm is already having. What kind of closures and things like that are you already seeing?
Well, Governor Malloy up here in Connecticut announced earlier today that all of the major highways would be closed starting at 1 p.m. Eastern time. We made it down here from Hartford just before the roads were closed. So he wants all of the big rigs off the road. He wants people, he wants everyone except emergency vehicle people on not using the roads. So they're taking it very seriously. There's already been some reports of some minor flooding along the coastal areas. Now, if you recall, Tropical Storm Irene this time last year did some major damage to parts of Connecticut, especially on the shoreline. Yesterday, we talked to a business that just now reopened in August after damage caused by last year's hurricane, Tropical Storm Irene, and now they're having to board up their windows and abandon ship all over again. So it's a big issue up here.
Pretty interesting. Yeah, it'll be 800-510-8255. What interesting stories do you have, not only of this storm, but maybe of other storms in your history? The focus on what happens now already. One of the things that was a reality, a nuclear power plant was shut down, while another plant, the oldest one in the country, was put on alert after waters rose 6 feet above sea level in the area that was close to. It's about 45 miles north of New York City in that area, and it was closed down last night. And the other one, which is in New Jersey's Oyster Creek, is also something that, I mean, the one in New York, they're closing down. The other one has been closed down. 800-510-8255 is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Continues with a focus on the hurricane.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Cofaquince number 23 from Robitussin, the speed dating turnoff.
Hi, I'm Debbie. What's your name?
Hi, I'm...
Ready daters? Rotate.
Hey, I'm Jill.
Hey, Jill, I'm...
Coughs have cofaquences, like getting in the way of a possible date with the person who might have been that special someone. That's why there's Robitussin. The liquid formula soothes your throat on contact, and the active ingredient relieves your cough.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
Hi, I'm Steve. Where have you been all my life?
Robitussin. Don't suffer the cofaquences.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
800-510-8255, the hurricane, the focus here. Host Joe Bartlett talks to John Bernard from the Salvation Army in New York about what people are doing.
This has the potential for some real, real problems for people. And I guess it has to do with evacuating or being stuck without power and things like that. Let's start with the most basic things that people should be doing in advance of a storm like this.
Well, what we do know is this storm is probably about 1,500 miles wide. So even though it looks like it probably won't be a direct hit on New York City, we're definitely going to feel the impacts of the wind, the rain, the potential for flooding. And with all of those different scenarios, you're looking at potential power outages as well. So first and foremost, folks should be able to prepare, should prepare for themselves and for their families and for their pets. And with that, it can be anything from do they have 1 gallon of drinking water per person per day, that kind of rule. Do they have a supply of ready-to-eat canned food and a manual can opener, first aid kit, flashlight. They need access to information, and with the power out, you're going to need perhaps a power-operated radio, batteries, all of those common sense items that we know we should supply, but we never get around to supply.
Because life is so convenient, we don't need that.
Yeah, exactly. And the issue for us is that it's we live in an area with a high density population with what they call a concentrated infrastructure. It's very, very difficult for us in New York City, in Long Island, to evacuate. And in some of these areas, there's only a few roads in, there's only a few roads out. So can you, I mean, I think the best way to help government do its job to keep us all safe and secure is to be able to take care of your own. And once you do that, you need to take a look around. I mean, do we have seniors who live alone? Do we have seniors who have pets? You know, can we network with our houses of worship or our community groups to make sure that everybody's covered? A lot of people that we lose in these large catastrophic events are usually seniors who won't leave their houses, and they are not in contact with anybody.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Our focus on the countdown is the storm and some of the ingredients that have made it what it is and what the aftermath may be, speculatively. There's a lot of that speculation always in news talk conversations on the radio and on television. Here are our hosts, Brett Hollinger and Mark Unger, talking to the mayor of Baltimore about what she's done to make the citizens of her city feel safe.
You implemented travel restrictions, no driving on the streets of Baltimore between 6 p.m. and 12 o'clock tomorrow unless you're in an emergency. Are you finding that people are complying with that?
They are because they know it's for their safety and it's the best thing to do. We have debris that's coming, that's flying around. We have trees that are coming down. We have standing water in the roads. Many of our roads have been closed and bridges because of the amount of rain. So people know that it's best for them to stay in.
And Mayor Rawlings-Blake, right now, what's the situation with flooding and standing water?
As I mentioned, we do have, in those areas that we normally have flooding, we do have standing water, and that's why we put into place not just the travel restriction, but also the parking restrictions and ask people to move their cars starting yesterday to try to avoid the problems that they're having in New York where cars are floating away. We made the parking lots available in the downtown area free and available to the residents.
Mayor, people are, they've either lost their power or they're expecting that they may lose their power. What they really want to hear is some sense of hope. They know it's bad. They know this is a horrible storm. They're doing all that they've been told to do. And again, I know you're not a meteorologist. You can't tell us, you know, when this is going to end. But can you give us some sense of where, of when normalcy might return to the city?
It's tough to say. As far as a sense of hope, I would say to people that the city is prepared, better than most cities, not just in our region, but nationally. We spend a lot of time working on emergency preparedness, being able to respond to things like this. And even as this event is going on, we are honing our ability to respond in a way that's the most effective and efficient to get us back to normal as quickly as possible.
We'll take calls on the hurricane and how it affects the presidential race in a few minutes. Let's finish off our round of talk host listening by going to John McDonald, who here speaks to Andy Field from ABC about the components of this dangerous storm.
Everybody's talking about the storm.
Well, this is, I mean, it's certainly going to be a damaging storm up and down the coast here. And
Your listeners probably already know that it's not just tropical storm, although it's now back to hurricane strength.
Yes.
It's not just hurricane.
Like a Cat 1 or something.
Right. It's not just Hurricane Sandy. It's this enormous cold front that's pushing in from the west. It's going to be blowing through West Virginia and Pennsylvania.
Good. That's not good.
And the jet stream and all that is acting almost like a magnet to pull all this enormous tropical moisture back toward the coast. And then you're going to have this whiplash effect of winds turning in a cyclone manner in the tropical storm, the jet stream blowing in another direction. You're going to get this whiplash effect on trees, and that's where the big concern is for power outages all up and down the coast.
Yes. Where more or less spared do you think it's going to go ashore before it gets up here to Maine?
Well, it looks like at least the tropical part of the storm is going to hit somewhere between Delaware and New Jersey. That's where the models are pulling it right now. But, you know, it's hard to tell. It is such a massive storm.
Yes.
Florida and South and North Carolina were feeling the effects of this storm, and it was still several hundred miles out to sea. You know, they were getting 50, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts.
Somebody once described a hurricane as a nature's way of just transferring heat from one place, from like the Sahara Desert, to dissipating heat. And it is rather a dramatic way of doing it.
It sure is. It's an interesting morph, this thing. It was a small storm, then it got to be a large storm. Now it's just spread out, and that's what makes it of influence. The hurricane and the presidential race, the focus for your email also coming up here on the countdown.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, after what seems like months of leaks and rumors, the day has come for Apple to unveil the iPad Mini. While they've yet to leak any details, here's an idea of what they'll most likely reveal during today's event. The screen is not expected to have a Retina display, but should be 7.85 inches, making it almost 2 inches smaller than the full-sized iPad, but larger than its competitors, the Nexus 7 and Kindle Fire HD. From a power perspective, it should be closer to an iPad 2 than the new iPad. The jury's still out on whether or not there will be minis with 3G or LTE capabilities. But it's safe to say storage will be at least 8 gigabytes and probably all the way up to 64. Predictions on cost are split too. Entry-level models could be from $250 to as much as $329. Of course, everything will be revealed today, and Apple iPad minis will probably be on the market around November 2nd. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at Discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Okay, so the premise has been set forth that the campaigns of both Mr. Obama and Romney have been cut short. In essence, the hurricane wreaking havoc on the campaign. President Obama cut short a trip to Florida. He had to go back to Washington to handle the storm and look presidential. The snow, he called it a slow-moving storm. Yep, we got that. Mitt Romney was in Ohio, canceled most of their events. The governor thinks this is a time, he said, for the nation and leaders to come together to focus on what's in harm's way and who's in harm's way. That doesn't keep Bill Clinton from hitting the stump, and that's what he was doing in the western part of the country yesterday on behalf of Mr. Obama. So what say you about the campaigns, the context of what's been said, not just necessarily in the last couple of days, but in general, the feelings that you have about these two candidates? I try to take the pulse each day and put together a question or two that reflect on where you are right now, because where you are right now may not be where you were a week ago, a month ago, a year ago. There are still people who have made up their mind. What I find really troubling, and this goes back to my whole disdain with the news media, the Associated Press, which has become extraordinarily left-leaning in the last few years. I never noticed it before, but somebody pointed it out to me. I started looking at some of the stories that are there, and they really are really, really, really biased. So the fact that yesterday they came out with an analysis that suggested that President Obama is in a position to claim 271 electoral votes, which is one more than needed to reclaim the White House, that's the first time something like that has appeared in print. And then they say to cover their butts afterwards, well, this is a strange time and anything can happen in the coming days. Who knows what will affect the election? They said Republican challenger Romney continued to have fewer state-by-state paths than Obama does to reach the 270 electoral votes. How the hell did they figure that out? We all know that pollsters, all of these four or five major polls have changed dramatically, almost from hour to hour, never mind day to day. So anyway, this sort of thing annoys the hell out of me and most of you. They're trying to look at Ohio and Wisconsin and Iowa. and pick and choose something that'll influence your vote. That's really what this is. It's like letting people know how the absentee ballots have been counted and who's got what vote. And the news media going on the air at 6 o'clock on the East Coast saying, well, this guy's going to win, when the people in California haven't even stopped, haven't finished voting yet. And then there's this whole business about the Electoral College that really has some people cranked up this year, and that's probably a good thing. So, here's Mary in Idaho. We'll start with thoughts on the Obama campaign with you, Mary.
I just wanted to make a comment on Barack Obama. The Democrats created Fannie Mae to help the poor people buy housing when Carter and the dams added Freddie Mac. So the government had two ways to lead money to the poor, to lend it to the poor. Then Slick Willie, or Bill Clinton, and his friends doubled down on low-interest loans. And then in 2006, the Democrats took over the House. Harry Reid and Barney Frank borrowed two of the largest loans, and Obama borrowed the third largest loan, which caused the bank to collapse. And so I don't understand why everybody wants to blame Bush for this mess when, in my eyes, it's the Democrats' cause it.
Well, that's the important words there are, in your eyes. Democrats may have caused some of this, but plenty of blame, if you're focused on blame, goes to Mr. Bush. But how does that fix the problem? It doesn't. We need to be in the now fixing the problem, and people need to see whether the last 4 years are what perhaps might have been the opportunity to fix things. They weren't fixed. So it isn't about blame. It's about who can fix the problem. Fix the problem. Here's Carl in West Virginia on the storm and the president.
I'm sure they'll be blaming this on George Bush. They will. Next week, the liberal media will be comparing the great job Obama did as compared to what Bush did in Katrina. And I just hope he does a better job protecting the citizens than he did protecting our brave people in Benghazi. You know, as a former combat Marine, I'm disgusted about the way he handled that thing in Benghazi.
Well, that's something that they're trying to bury and run away from, and the storm is a good way to get that off of the front pages. And meanwhile, from our Countdown affiliate, KFAB in Omaha, host Scott Voorhees talked to Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska about what we know regarding the attack. There's more investigative info now that's coming out regarding the embassy in Benghazi.
The State Department's been responding to some emails that came out that questions the timeline, the handling of that timeline, who did what with what information, and what was said in the days after that September 11th attack this past year in Benghazi, Libya. Your thoughts on that whole mess, Senator?
Well, it's a mess, and very clearly the White House line, the State Department line, was that there was this film that got a bunch of radicals upset, and that's how Benghazi developed. We are now learning that immediately folks in very significant positions in the State Department, probably in the White House, knew exactly what was happening, and that this was a coordinated attack by terrorists who had an intent to kill, and it was successful. And it just feels like there was a whole bunch of information that was put out there that now that we have the facts, that we're gaining the facts, just simply was not true. And that reflects very, very poorly on the State Department. It certainly reflects very, very poorly on how this was managed by the White House.
Is there anything criminal afoot in this?
You just never know. I don't believe even today we've got all the information we need. You know, one of the advantages, if you do have a majority in the Senate, is you can conduct aggressive hearings. I think there'll be hearings, but my hope is that one of the things that we can do as a majority is provide the oversight that our country deserves. Bottom line is we just need to get to the bottom of this and figure out what happened, what went wrong. I have worked with diplomats all over the world, not only as a senator, but as Secretary of Agriculture. we put people in some very, very tough places, and we need to be able to tell them, to assure them, that their security is uppermost in our mind. Bad things can happen. We know that. But we need to be doing everything. And I just worry that that was not done here. And then there was an effort to try to blame this on something that, quite honestly, was not what this was about. This really is, very clearly, in my judgment, a coordinated terrorist attack. And unfortunately, Americans die.
All right, so there's the connection there, and your thoughts certainly will help underscore all of this. 800-510-8255. Back to your calls here. Mac in Illinois, listening to WJOL.
I don't know. People have short memories when Florida got hit by a terrible storm, and President Obama was the first person to go down there and disperse funds. At that time, I forget, it was... the governor of Florida, I forget his name, but he was Republican. And he embraced the president and shook his hand and hugged him. And right after that, the whole Republican Party pretty much disregarded and got rid of that guy. But it's like if this guy do anything good or if he do anything bad, he's going to be criticized for it. And it's a sad thing because the people is the only people that are suffering. We're the people that are suffering. You know, he hasn't been able to get a thing passed since he's been in office.
Well, that's ridiculous, sir. He got the health care bill passed. What the heck are you talking about? 800-510-8255. Man, all right, well, listen, everybody's got their point of view, and everybody ought to be able to express it here. The naked truth versus what the facts are. Sometimes they are not one and the same. Todd, listening to WAYY in Wisconsin.
My comment is about the storm coming up the East Coast. No matter, I can tell you right now, you can listen to the headlines from Fox News already that the president's going to fail miserably. That's just the way they're, that's the only plan they have, is to bash the president at every single turn. They have no other answer other than bashing the president to make themselves look good. And as far as Romney's campaign plan for the storm, they're not a president. They have no power. They have, all they can do is sit back and talk. So I can tell you right now, everyone listening, you can watch headlines tomorrow on Fox and all your conservative talk shows and radios, and the president fails. I can preempt it right now. I can tell you what the story is going to be.
All right, so is that the story? 800-510-8255. What do we shut down and what do we keep open? That's part of what people are eager to find out today, and we'll see what we can figure. What's going on in your neighborhood? What's happening as a result of the storm? Any of those stories around to tell here on the Countdown?
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
High quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transfer of a warranty, the same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogent Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Coffequence number 23 from Robitussin, the speed dating turnoff.
Hi, I'm Debbie. What's your name?
Hi, I'm...
Ready, daters? Rotate.
Hey, I'm Jill.
Hey, Jill, I'm...
Coughs have coffequences, like getting in the way of a possible date with a person who might have been that special someone. That's why there's Robitussin. The liquid formula soothes your throat on contact, and the active ingredient relieves your cough.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
Hi, I'm Steve. Where have you been all my life?
Robitussin. Don't suffer the coffequences.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free maintains and repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free maintains and repairs. Healthy joints, Move Free.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
800-510-8255. Here's Craig, who is in Memphis. Craig, you have some thoughts on the president, the Republicans, the Democrats. So go ahead. Let's hear it from you for a moment.
Okay. Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it. Ever since President Obama's been in office, the Republicans on day one said that they are not going to work with him on anything. And they said that they're going to make his agenda just fail no matter what.
Okay, so we know all that. That's been part of the problem. The Democrats and the Republicans in the last 20 years have done nothing but that. It pretty much goes back to the beginning of the Bill Clinton administration 20 years ago when the Republicans said they were getting his way. The problem with that was that Clinton was smarter than they were, and he took all their policies and programs, made them his own, got them passed because they couldn't argue about the fact that they were their ideas, not his, and all he wanted to do was get things done. That hasn't been the fact.
This president's done the same exact thing.
No, he hasn't. No. This president hasn't.
Every idea that they've come up with, he's taken their ideas and some of his own, and they turned against
the health care reform package, although there were some Republican ideas that were in it, for the most part wasn't theirs. I think you're deluding yourself, sir. If you compare Obama to Bill Clinton, I think that that's delusional. But I think I understand how people want to grasp onto that because Bill Clinton is out of run an election and win an election. Thank you for calling 800-510-8255. Here's Charles in North Carolina now.
I just want to call about the hurricane. You know, I feel like it's going to really devastate New York City. But the thing people need to really stop and search your hearts about is that if President Obama is reelected, it's really going to devastate this country. So that's something we really all need to think about because I'm 53 years old and I've never seen an administration run like this one's been run. Everybody needs to talk about Benghazi. I mean, you don't hear nobody talking about that on Fox is the only one that talks about it. Everybody else is just raking it off to the side.
You realize what's so uncanny about a lot of these conversations is how Fox has so sort of ingrained themselves, ingratiated, if you will, into the conversation. They're part of more conversations than I frankly hear from any other perspective. Yeah, once in a while I get an MSNBC reference or CNN reference or a newspaper or magazine reference, but more often than not, it's Fox, 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 Fox. Do you realize what that's all about? Fox is in business to get you to watch their TV channel. Not in business to, I mean, they want to help the election of Mitt Romney, no question about that, but Think about how they impact the discussion. That's sort of the point I'm making here. Some more talk host interaction on the presidential race coming up here on The Countdown.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984, or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984, or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And Nussens, you and me, back to the presidential race. A couple of different talk hosts that we monitor. I thought that was interesting. A quick email from Stephen Dow, who said if people were informed, they'd all vote for Gary Johnson. A lot of libertarians think that's the case. All right, here's Scott Hennen talking to Rick Santorum. Santorum says the momentum is with Romney now.
Look at Wisconsin, 14-point win for Barack Obama in 2008, dead heat there now. And, I mean, just all the momentum is on Romney's side. Same thing in your home state of Pennsylvania, right?
No question about it. I mean, it's really presented quite a conundrum for Obama because, you know, to compete in Pennsylvania as far as going up on advertising is at least $1 million, $1.5 million a week if you want to run any kind of serious advertising. That's a big chunk of change. And, again, it's so late for them to try to jump in. I know candidates, some of the super PACs and you know, outside groups are now running ads. I saw one group, a pro-Romney group, putting in $500,000 in the Philadelphia media market, which is a pretty decent buy. And you're starting to see, I mean, I think the numbers in Pennsylvania are real. He's within, no question, within a handful of points. And if this hurricane does what it may do, particularly to the eastern part of the state, the eastern part of the state, Philadelphia and its surrounding areas, are the most Democratic part of the state. And it's the area that Obama has to win and win big. And who knows? This hurricane could cause all sorts of damage and outings, power outings, for a prolonged period of time that may have an impact on the election when it's all said and done.
So give me your sense of this race. What's going on here?
Well, okay, I think a couple of things. First off, Mitt Romney's done a heck of a job at these debates, and particularly the first debate. I think there was a clear difference between the candidates. You saw a situation where for the longest time, and you're seeing it now again in the media, where they hide who Barack Obama really is, and they try to distort who Mitt Romney is. And The debates gave the American public a chance to see both candidates unfiltered by the media, in spite of all the moderators trying to help Obama. He couldn't be helped that much. And the fact is, he has done a very poor job in handling this economy. He's done even a worse job overseas. And I think Romney just looked like the competent guy that we need, who has a strong vision to how to get this economy going. And I think that's made all the difference. You're seeing this race move. Let's put it this way. If I were Obama, if I had a chance to be either Obama or Romney at this point, I'd take Romney. I think the momentum's on his side. The intensity is without question. People see the disaster that Barack Obama has been to this country.
Pretty interesting listening to Santorum be a hypocrite, given what he said during the primary season. Oh, well, anyway, here's radio host Matt Patrick talking to a political analyst who says most people, especially in the swing states, are sick of the election.
We're talking about election fatigue. You know, it's interesting because here in Texas, we haven't been subject to all of the ads, quite frankly, that those in swing states have been subjected to.
Oh, not at all. For instance, if we look at the presidential race, citizens of Cleveland, Ohio are approaching 50,000 ads just for the presidential race. We in Texas, it's almost, here in Houston, it's not even over 20.
But we have been inundated with politics, especially presidential politics for the last 2 years. I mean, let's be honest, this thing has been going on for a long time. And so people are getting very fatigued. Is that dangerous as we approach the general election, that people will not become engaged or they just don't care anymore?
Well, certainly it's been a long process. We had a long, drawn-out Republican primary that took far longer than most people thought it was going to, as well as involved far more debates than I think anybody wanted. We do run the risk, though I think that since we're only a little over a week away from the election, I think most people will tough it out and that we won't see too much of a negative impact. At some point, though, people start to shut off as the overload of the race gets to be too much.
All right, so as a political science professor, tell me what to do if I'm one of the... See, I love this. I mean, I eat this stuff up. But for someone that might be experiencing, voter fatigue or election fatigue, what should they do?
Well, they don't have to follow everything that goes on. I think in the 24-hour media news cycle we have these days, there's a tendency to focus on every single poll and every single event, when in the end, none of them in isolation, with a few minor exceptions, ever has any actual impact on the race. So you don't need to be following the news every day. You don't need to be following every poll. If you stand back after, say, a four-day rolling average and look at the poll results, that's actually better than looking at a poll every day.
And I think most people at this point, certainly in Houston, I think most people pretty much know who they're going to vote for. So if you've made that choice, and if you voted already, maybe now's a good time to sit back and catch up on some of the shows you might have missed.
All right, there it is. Pretty hot stuff during this hour of the conversation on the Countdown. Thanks very much.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.